Hi, this is Mauro and the Tangerine Dream Team, 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz, free and wild radio preserve, because baby guitars need a place to play.
Don't hold the fruits that you found, sow your seeds into the ground. Grass that dies will soon rebirth, to spread its life across this earth. Trapped within your own way, you're forced to live, forced to decay.
Hi, and welcome to the Tangerine Dream Team this week. We have two live guests, three of the studio from the band Acorn Tribe, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a little while. And thanks for listening. You're at 101.1 FM, freakradio.org, and I'm Coral Reef, along with Ready Rick.
Death above and death below. Try our best to live our lives.
And yes, this is Ready Rick coming to you live with a very special group tonight. With, I guess, two of you are the core of the group. Why don't you say hello?
Hey there.
And we have a third in the back who's kind of holding things together.
Hanging out for the night.
Okay. And I'm going to turn this back over to Coral.
So it's good to get you here. You have a new album you just put out, and yep. You recently played at the Abbey Cafe.
Yeah, played at the Abbey.
And tell me your name.
My name's Chris King.
This is Chris King, and
Kathleen Murray.
Kathleen Murray. And
I'm Josh Montoya.
All right. So it's pretty cool. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to play a song called The Rest.
The Rest?
The Rest, yeah.
Okay. Anytime you want to start, go ahead and we'll get back.
All right.
Just you feel the emptiness when I'm alone. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't need to know about the tree we'll fall. Just you see the life within it in the leaves that linger on. I don't need to know all about my death. I'm gonna feel it in the moment and I think about the rest. Whoa. To know the answer right now, I'm gonna feel it in the moment and I think about the rest, about the rest.
Mm-hmm.
is vast and wide with you by my side oh the open plains, the open sky you could change your heart, could change your mind if you took the time, take your time It's just you and me and the open road Got no time to keep, nowhere to go It don't matter where I am If I'm with you, I'll call it home Could forget about the rest of them Could forget about the rest of them Could forget about the rest of them Could forget about the rest when we're alone
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good we get to hear some live performers. So, well done.
Thank you.
You've been together very long.
Yeah. We've been working on this album for about a year, and it's finally coming together. We just got it pressed and recorded it in last June at High Street Studios in San Francisco. So, but we just had our CD release show Sunday, and starting to play more live.
And do you have people that come and follow you from city to city? Are you on the tours?
We're planning a tour in summer on the West Coast.
Wow.
So that'll be announced soon. Uh-huh. But we've gone to Chicago and have followers there and other places around the United States. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. And how about you? You want to talk, Kathleen, about what brought you to this kind of music?
Well, we started playing together in the summer, like July or
yeah,
June.
June.
So about like 7 months ago. But yeah, before that, I liked that kind of music too.
Yes.
Always kind of liked it.
Very relaxing,
yeah.
and energetic at the same time.
Yeah,
I found myself getting in the spirit of the rhythm, okay.
In
the harmonies, and feeling like wish I could do that right now. and the mandolin, oh my God, that's so good.
I'll give it my best shot. I'm primarily a guitar player, but I have the honor of getting to back these guys up with this band, so.
And grab the mic anytime you want. You know, to say anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I ended up playing with these guys actually kind of almost as an accident.
Almost.
I thought it was an accident. They kind of tricked me into it. But I'm originally from Seattle, and my background is mostly playing in rock bands and singing and playing guitar. And Chris, I heard an EP that he did a while back and was just blown away. I had no idea that he even did this kind of music and could write like this. And so I was excited about it and got invited to go into the studio with him. I thought I was going to watch the whole process, and I ended up kind of getting tricked into playing dobro and mandolin, which are not really instruments that I play that often.
We had one practice.
We had one practice the night before the session, and I drove up to San Francisco with him, and we did like a 24-hour recording session.
Sign of true artistry.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the floor under the control console, and it was one of those opportunities where it's just kind of a magic moment, and so I was stoked to be a part of it, and then was happy to hop on stage when they did the CD release show the other night. So I don't know that I'm an official band member, but I just keep getting dragged along, so here I am.
How long did it take you to record the whole CD?
To record it only it took us one day in the studio
From like 7 a.m.
From one whole day.
One full day. Wow. One 24-hour day. Yeah. From like about 10.
No sleep.
10 in the morning to the 10 the next morning. So.
It's kind of like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Just go in there and knock out a hit album.
Yeah. But we spent a whole lot of time mixing it and mastering it and that kind of thing.
What did you record on?
Well, we recorded on a board.
It was an old Neve board up at Hyde Street Studios.
Did it go to Pro Tools or
was it Pro Tools?
It's all ADA to Pro Tools, so it's all analog outboard gear and analog console, bunch of old school preamps and mics and all that stuff, and then it all gets bounced down to Pro Tools and cut up there.
Okay, are you familiar enough with the mics to say what? What kind some of them were?
There were a few Neumann mics, a couple Rode mics, a lot of Shure stuff.
Really good old ones. Yeah. Vintage mics.
Oh, that's cool. Did you experiment with the mics and the sound and the compressors and all that stuff?
Yeah, a lot with the vocals. And we had a violin player join us too from San Francisco, and he accompanied us, and that was really nice.
And was it primarily a live album, or did you do a lot of overdubs?
No, we pretty much took each take one by one. So, I mean, I did a take, and then Kathleen would do a take, and then we'd do piano. Usually instruments first, and then we did vocals.
Okay, so you did overdubs then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you playing next?
We're going to play a song called Blue Skies.
Okay, well, where are you playing
next? Oh, where?
Yeah.
Oh. And then well, I actually, I'm setting up a house show at my house, because this band from Oregon, one of my friends, it's called Gold Dusk, and he's gonna be playing with us. And we're gonna set up a show at my house, so that's gonna be on the 25th of this month.
That's open to the public?
That's open to the public.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to announce that. All right, well, you want to take us into another cut?
Yeah.
Skies are there above me, and if I could reach, I'd touch the sun. A million miles from my hand shines a light that's just begun. It don't matter what you have done, the sun still shines on everyone all the same. Mind has become diseased, or you're living not to believe in anyone or anything but yourself. Then your mind won't fix your thoughts, 'cause you've accepted to be wrong. We are but fishes in a pond, and you are swimming towards that end. You should have thought before you took. We should follow what we trust. Let that current carry us away from here. Telephone wire here on our side of the road It's just the grass beneath the snow. So we are frozen down below. We are buried deep beneath the winter of my careless hopes. But this spring will melt the snow. We will rise up from below. Learning how to go.
Gorgeous.
Thanks.
Okay, tell me, how did you arrive at the name Acorn Tribe?
Acorn Tribe was actually in high school. I was working on a children's book, and Acorn Tribe was a part of that. It was about a squirrel who kind of left his home and kind of ventured off from all the other squirrels, and he started this tribe called Acorn Tribe, and it's I thought it was kind of relevant for my life and what I was feeling at that point, so I just rolled with it and kind of developed into this. So
yeah, it creates a real feeling of nature and fearing for yourself. And what does it bring to mind for you, Rick?
Yeah, I was just going to say, is a kind of a spirituality to your lyrics, conveying a message of maybe inner peace or inner knowing of oneself. Is that what? Am I accurate, or would you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, no. I like to try with a lot of my songs. I definitely have meanings for them and everything, but what I'd rather get from everyone out of it is just that they have their own, make up their own meanings for it, you know, and find their own words to put into it, and whatever feelings they get out of it. If it's relevant to them, it's relevant to me, you know.
Are you from a musical family?
My parents, no, but my grandparents, yeah. My grandfather played a violin since he was a little kid, and he taught violin lessons when he was 16, and he played violin all his life, this album is a lot about my family too. I don't know, it's got a bunch of little stuff hidden in there about my family and about just the heritage behind it and stuff. So
were the lyrics written together, or who wrote the songs
for this song, this last
and
song?
And the album in general?
I wrote the lyrics and most of the music, and these guys kind of came along and added their touch to it too. So,
it's a good way to do that. So onward.
Yeah, but before the next song, do you envision your music taking a turn in a different direction? Is that inner peace and you know, inner knowing oneself going to turn political and going to start to look at things like war and
I don't think so. In my opinion, it's either one or the other. So I really don't like getting into politics and all that kind of stuff. So. Okay. I'm all peaced out. So.
Fair enough. That's great. Yeah. What are you gonna do next for us?
The song's called "Let It Be."
Ah, Beatle ripoff. Okay.
Yeah.
At a red.
Not the same song.
Set me free, set me free. Let it be, let it be. Set me free, set it free. First it's here, then it's gone. It will leave, it'll leave. But you keep holding on, but you've held on too long. Now it's time to set it free. Said to me, don't you try to succeed, won't you let me be? Go be free, Johnny, free. You have worried too long about the meaning of things that don't mean a thing. We'll forget them when we're gone. charms of a lie, with our sickness inside, it runs deep on. Oh, they found you that night with a knife in your side. They found you alone. But you lived a good life. You just put out your light a little too soon. You rose to the sky, or I lingered behind, and I'll be joining you soon. Let him be, let him be. I can see, I can see. Set me free, set me free. Let him be, let him be. Let him be for you what it's been for me. Won't just be set free.
I can believe in that kind of freedom there. You have three very talented musicians and people singing and playing in here, Chris, Kathleen, and Josh from Acorn Tribe here this week, live in the studio, and I've just been sitting back, closing my eyes, and getting really dreamlike and envisioning peace. You guys pull it off pretty well.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This is great.
Yeah. It's really cool that you can play. Probably much of what's on the album is what you're presenting and representing here.
Yeah.
You know, directly. So I would recommend getting this album called Acorn Tribe it's called Before You Go by Acorn Tribe.
Yeah.
And where is that available?
It's on iTunes and Amazon, pretty much anywhere else you can think of. Reverb Nation, Bandcamp. We have an online store that's going to be put up pretty soon here. It's just going to be www.acorntribe.com. And you can buy the CD and we can ship it to you there too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Rick?
How much is it?
We're selling it on iTunes for $8. So, 99 cents a song.
And give the info once more. If somebody goes to Amazon, what are they going to do?
If they go to Amazon?
Yeah, for example.
Well, I think it'll have a search bar and you can just type in Acorn Tribe. It'll just be one word and it should pop up.
Okay.
And just look for Before You Go, the album, and it'll direct you from there.
So it's Acorn Tribe, T-R-I-B-E?
Yeah, one word.
One word. Okay, yep. Great. Ooh, this is great. I'm glad you guys came in. This is really neat.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having us. It was really great.
Yeah. What kind of guitar?
Oh, this is a Martin. This is Josh's guitar. But,
It's a Martin Triple O Auditorium Series.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my grandfather's guitar actually from the 30s. It's an old Dobro. That's what I play usually, but
What's the make on that one?
Dobro?
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I think it was a K. It's lost its
yeah, okay.
It's lost all its plates.
And Kathleen, you're playing.
I'm playing a Casio.
Okay. Model number and serial number, please. I'm kidding. Okay.
Yamaha.
It's so, got both the black and white keys on it, so it's one of the good ones.
You know, it's, okay. Yeah. It's got buttons, too.
So, all right, well.
Well, if I know keyboard players, they would love to play on a nice Steinway Grand or maybe something really nice, right? Yeah. And it sounds really good, no matter, you know, what you're playing on.
Yeah. So, thank you.
We have a Steinway in here, right?
Someone in. Yeah, we have an audience build up here.
Who was that?
I don't know. Yeah, if you have any comments, right now, email me and I'll ask the questions. Go to, because I'm going to check the email at alohacoral@gmail.com till the end of the show. And otherwise, you can contact the group directly later. Because we're probably not answering the phone, but if you want to make a comment, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you want people to call in, or can they call in?
Well, yeah, but we don't want to interrupt during the music.
No, okay. Right.
Yeah, between songs, sure. The number, if you're calling in, is 469-3119 or 427-3772. We're listening to Acord Tribe, and we have more songs to play before the end of the show, which is good. So what's next here?
This is a newer one, actually. Yeah, we've been writing a couple songs. It's just fun, so this is a newer one. Okay. It's called Good Dream Gone.
Take it away.
Taking my time it'll take me to where I belong. Oh, when I left my home, I was just 16. Oh, sleeping in your car is great as it seems. I was looking for sunlight out in the dark. I was chasing after good dreams gone. Now we're floating in the water, just to feel something moving me. This family ran out of dollars. This home is not a home to me. This place ain't no place to be. Now we're floating in the water, just to feel something moving me. This family ran out of dollars. This home is not a home to me. This place ain't no place to be. Oh.
name of that song again?
Good Dream Gone.
That was Good Dream Gone. Like Chris King, Kathleen Turner. Kathleen, what did I say?
Oh, sorry.
We're getting excitable. take a little break here. And yeah, you're listening on Free Radio Live. And we've had a great show. And I'll just get into the music of the Acorn Tribe group here. Chris King and Kathleen Murray, Josh Montoya. And you had how many on your album? Did I ask you that?
We had five people play on the album, yeah. Uh-huh. We had me, Kathleen, Josh, and another guy named Michael Lee, and the violin player Matthew Chick from San Francisco. Yeah. So, yeah.
And so you're living in Santa Cruz now, right?
Yeah, we're living. I actually live out in Corralitos, Watsonville over there. So
you go to any other places to play? I know you told us where you're going to be playing next.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I want to ask. But sounds good. I'm just kind of lost.
I'll ask something.
Okay.
Hi. This is Ready Rick, I guess my name is today. I noticed your voice, your overall sound has a very real, natural, almost unpolished feel to it.
Yeah.
I just wonder if you wanted to comment on that, or.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I mean, I try to sound as raw as possible, if that's what you're asking or saying.
Another question?
Hi, would you like to say anything to anybody out, you know, friends or family? We got a call earlier from someone named Otis who couldn't pick up a free radio on freakradio.org, so he's out driving in his car trying to find a spot to hear it.
Hi, Otis. This is Kathleen. I don't know what to say, but you're a cool guy. And, yeah.
Yeah, Otis. Give a call if you want.
He works at Hear the Call Music over by Sophia's and like Eric's Deli and Rancho. Yeah, and he has a nice little setup there.
What's the call-in number?
427-3772.
Yeah, call in.
Otis,
call in.
He's in his car. Pull over.
Pull over.
A very safe location.
This is free radio, right? Just keep driving.
Yeah.
Could drive right up.
Anything's legal as long as you're listening to free radio.
No, this is a federal crime.
Well, aside from this, I mean, anything else is illegal. Anyway.
Yeah, can't get into that.
Yeah, so you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM and on the internet, freakradio.org. freakradio.org. And I guess nobody's going to call in right away, so I like the unpolished realness to it, because I think a lot of groups, and I know especially when they get into using equipment like Pro Tools, there's a big effort to get everything perfect. And I've had people come up to me that have recorded on Pro Tools bragging and boasting, Pro Tools is so great. All I had to do was sing the song once, and they key pitched all the flat notes. And my inner mind was saying, "That's not what the Beatles did." And
it's a totally different art. Like, I don't know. For me, it's like it's better to. What we try to do on the album is get it like polished enough. Not really polished, but get it to where it sounds good, but still. You know, raw. I mean, we put effects on it and stuff, but to keep it sounding as raw as possible and to still have it sound good is an art in it, so.
No pitch correction or anything.
Like that.
Yeah, and I mean, effects are nice, you know, but I think the tendency is to, you know, you got all these things, all these gadgets that you can use, so let's use them all, you know, and yeah. it does something, for me anyway, I'm an old 60s,
yeah,
1960s, that is, person, so. Hard to believe I know, but. Anyway, Coral isn't, though. You're not a 1960s person, are you?
I don't know.
She's telling me to shut up.
Got another song?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? Want to take a break? Or are you ready to go?
We're good.
Okay.
How many more songs?
I want to hear more. Get. We got like another two or three songs if you want. Time for it. At least two. Okay, we got music. What is music? It is live. That's what it is. It's the wonder of being raw and talented and live. Acorn Tribe.
All right, we
personified.
Got
okay.
this is track two on the album. It's called A Simple Man.
Okay.
Could be living for tomorrow, could be living for today. Be drowning in my sorrow, be hiding in my pain. But I don't want to waste away this way. So I can't leave it for tomorrow, I'm gonna live it for today. Could be living in the forest, could be living out my dream. Sleeping in the meadow, crossing the valleys and the streams. But I can't wait for it to all be gone. If I'm just waiting on tomorrow, I'm not living it at all. Simple man once told me, don't be forgetting who you are. It's not lost along the way, it's what we're keeping in our hearts. So stick to your guns before you get shy. If I'm forgetting who I am, I might as well have been forgot. Time's too short to waste it. The sun is slowly dying. Though I may never find it, God knows I'll always be trying. So I'll say goodbye to yesterday if I am leaving in the morning. I'll be gone before I've stayed. So I can't live it for tomorrow, I'm gonna live it for today. For tomorrow, could be living for today. Be drowning in my sorrow, could be hiding in my pain. But I don't want to waste away this way. So I can't leave it for tomorrow, I'm gonna live it for today.
Yeah.
Acorn Tribe. We have a question from email. Well, I'll just paraphrase. How far have you played? How far away from Santa Cruz have you played?
I mean, we've played in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I took a trip and visited a few friends from there in last summer, and I played a few shows up there, and Oregon. I've been to Australia and played on the streets there, but no like shows or anything.
Mm-hmm. Like what cities or what place?
I went to Perth, so east coast, Western Australia. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Western Australia. That was really fun.
What do you think of that? Is it a place you'd like to live?
In Australia?
Yes.
It was nice. I don't know if I'd want to live there. It was really nice. I'd like to live all over the place, but mm-hmm. that's definitely another place I'd like to visit. Mm-hmm. And stay there for a little while maybe.
Where's your upcoming show?
When is it?
Where are you
going to be? We're going to start in Washington and work our way down through Oregon and come down through here, play a show in Santa Cruz, and then head down to probably Los Angeles. And maybe more places. We're still working it out, but that's the plan for now.
That's great. And they want to know, what do you think about green energy, solar power, and
it's great.
Advocating good energy. Have you ever used amp using people power?
Using what?
That's my question. Have you ever played live anywhere using like a person on a bike?
Oh, actually,
you've done that around here.
In Oregon, we didn't really play, but we went to a festival called Pickathon, and they use solar power to power their amps and stuff and machines. That was really nice. That was in Portland.
That wasn't us though.
Huh?
That was a different band, right?
What? That was just a festival.
Oh yeah, but we'd never done that.
No.
Yeah, we have time for another song.
Alright. Yeah, we'll do one more.
Alright. Get to hear lots of songs by this great group. So, hope you send in all your comments and call in if you want. This is the Acorn Tribe, and we're on live free radio. Freakradio.org. 101.1.
Song's called Before You Go.
Don't hold the fruits that you found. Sow your seeds into the ground. Grass that dies will soon rebirth, spread its light across this earth. Trapped within your own ways, forced to live, forced to decay, not knowing what you're living for. What is it you are living for? Wish we left before we know. Is death above and death below? Try our best to live our lives, to believe in what we think is right. If you're moving on tomorrow, plant your seeds before you go. And the sun that dies will soon rebirth, spread its light across this earth. Still see that light within your face. All wrapped inside your own ways. But I'm dreaming of a better place where I don't have to live that way. Plant your seeds into the ground, reap the fruits that you have found. I'm dreaming of a better place where the light is not so far away, and the sun will rise to return, spread its light across this earth. Yeah, the sun will rise to return. Spread its light across this earth.
Thank you for playing on the Tangerine Dream Team show.